chains. I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say, yeah.
I work hard each and every day. I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never cap in space.
I won't stop till I hear him say. Man, I'm up again. I got tired eyes, need a cup of blend. That's right, in the AM, that's my only friend.
All right, I hope everybody's doing well. And I am Dr. Imfan Akpan, and I'm excited to be here. Make sure you click like and subscribe so you can stay up to date on all of the content. Want to just say thank you to everyone on TikTok. I've got to say, YouTube is the main platform where we're posting the long form content, as well as all podcast outlets where we're posting the audio in long form. However, TikTok is where you get the short form. Well, shorter form content. So 4 minute, 3 minute bites of the videos. And I have to say, that's where we get a lot of engagement on TikTok. So I want to say thank you and just give a kudos to everyone over there on TikTok, as well as YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts, we get a good number of engagement. And today's title for this video is Unlocking the Future Inside OpenAI and the ChatGPT Revolution. And I'm going to do some rambling. So just to let you know that I'm going to talk a little bit about a topic in a podcast interview I had a couple of weeks ago. And then I'm going to go to the OpenAI blog. We'll go to a couple of we'll go to Anthropic, we'll go to OpenAI, and I think we'll go to Meta's blog as well if we have time to do that. And I wanted to talk about one question that I get and I think is very important and interesting. And that question is, if you are from a, I'd even say, I was going to say accounting practitioner. I'd even say if you are a business owner, you have employees, I guess the question is, why should I care about ChatGPT or these chatbots? Why should this matter? I don't want to use it. I don't want to have it as a part of my business, and which is a fair question. And I think it's an important question because from someone who considers themselves an early adopter, a power user of the technology and is all for it, as well as is all for different types of technologies, I think it's important to ask that question because why? It is not, even though, I guess, from the perspective of someone who uses it almost every day, is using either Claude or ChatGPT every day, we may forget there's people who have never used it and may have used it once or twice. And that the vast majority of people are not necessarily using it at all. So the question comes, if you're a business owner, okay, why should I be concerned about this and this technology? And the answer I have for this, because I get that question, and the answer I have for this is some segment of your customer base is using it, right? Your competitor may be using it, right? And your employees may be using it. So let's think about that. If your customers are using it, it may impact your experience with your customers. You may have customers that want more from you, depending on what type of business you are. Or it, I think about when you talk about a practitioner, an accounting practitioner, your customers may be using it to answer questions, or you may be meeting with your clients and they've already prepared a list of questions, gone through things that they ordinarily would have talked to you about. They've done that with a chatbot, with a Claude 3 or a GPT-4. So you may see a reduction of the questions and time that you spend with your clients. So when you think about it from that perspective, you may want to know what is out there, what do they have access to, how could this impact my business? So I think that is the big question. Okay, fine. It's fair. You don't want to use it. You don't want to have it in your business. However, it can indirectly and ultimately directly impact your business. So from that standpoint, it's prudent to understand how this is affecting, if it's affecting your customers. The other is, are my competitors using it? And if they are using it, how are they using it? And I think the other question comes into play. Well, okay, they're of the same mind as I am. They don't want to use it. But here's the next question. What if they did use it? How would that improve their business and then impact ultimately my business? So those are the questions that should be put out there to be prepared. Maybe there is no impact, but what is that what if scenario, right? So as a business owner, you can be prepared. Technology is moving so fast. The other part, and this is really something that I'm passionate about when it comes to this technology, is your employees. Now you may say, oh, we've banned it. They can't use it in the workplace. But here's the question. What does that mean they cannot use it in the workplace? Does that mean employees are not allowed access on your workplace computers? The question is, are they using it on their phones? GPT, OpenAI has an app. And on that app, it has vision. What is vision? You can upload pictures or take pictures and upload it into GPT-4. So the question is, fine, they're not using it on your work computers. It's not part of the workflow. Are employees using it personally? Do they use it at home? Are they using it to do their work, their work in the office at home to become more efficient? What are your policies around that? And the thing with the vision portion is that, okay, I'm not allowed to use it on my computer at work. An employee can easily take pictures of documents of their computer screen and upload it to GPT. or upload it to Claude 3 for that matter. So what is your policy around that? What if, okay, you say none of the employees are doing that, but what if you have an employee that does that? What would you do? Because that technology is out there. The other thing is, you've got the we always pull these out. These are my Lucid smart glasses. You've got things like this, where number one, I'm wearing these glasses, but they're connected to my phone. They're connected to GPT. I can record our conversations. Client conversations, record interactions, all of that could be recorded. And those are smart glasses, not to mention the Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses where you can actually live stream. So now you got a video recording and sound through your glasses. What if? Is there a policy against smart glasses or for smart glasses? Or if you have employees that use this, what would you do? What would you do if an employee recorded your conversation or a client's conversation? And now the other thing that on this one that I was going to throw out was there's a device called Plaud AI. So it's a device you connect to your phone. It is tied to GPT-4. It records everything. And what I mean by that is you'll have your phone and you have this device. You have your phone sitting there. It will record the conversation you have. It will record someone speaking. So as a professor, I could be given a lecture. Student records everything I'm saying. It can also record phone calls, and then it can give you a summary. So now you can ask questions about what was being said. So what would you do if you have an employee that has the Plaud AI? Do you know if they have the Plaud AI? They record client conversations so they can go back and take notes, record conversations with you. This is all in AI, and this is here today. So going back to that point or that question, why should I care about it? I don't want to use it. I don't want to use it in my business. So these are the scenarios. What if your employees are using these technologies, using these devices? What would you do? These are things you have to think about. And the reason why I say have to think about is because you don't want to be caught off guard. The other thing, because you have to think through the scenarios. What if this does happen? Maybe it doesn't, but what would you do? So it comes down to that offense, defense. Do you want to be on the defensive side, always defending and reacting, or be on the offensive side and be prepared for these scenarios, or at least have thought it through? Because this is where the technology is today. So all of these things I'm showing you, these are the things that we have today, and they're only going to get better. And when you think about it, they're only going to be more and more widely adopted and embedded. So there's going to be more and more use for these technologies. More and more people are going to have them. So what are the scenarios and how would you work with it? So I guess that was my rant as far as talking about that question, because I think that is one of the biggest questions that I get. And I think it's a fair question and a very important question and something that has to be thought out, because again, from someone who's really into the technology and believes in it, most people don't use it on a regular basis. So the question is, why is it important? Why does it even matter? So I think from that standpoint, to put yourself in the position of someone who owns a business and who may not ever want to use it, to get them to think about how that will impact them, that decision, how it could impact them and some of the things that they should think about from that perspective. So I think that's really important. The other thing I wanted to do was go to the OpenAI blog just to kind of show and see what's new and what's happening in AI. And I always recommend that you take a minute, take a look on the blog. So this will help you to at least stay up to date and you see what's coming. On March 29th, there was a mention of synthetic voices. This is already here. However, this post really gives you some ideas of, you know, how it's used, what it looks like, gives you some samples. And really, I would say it gives you some things to think about when it comes around voices. And this is amazing because it can only, it just takes 15 seconds and now you got a snippet and you can generate content or voice content that is strikingly real. So I think this is something that needs to be addressed and looked at as well. The other one here, I thought this was interesting, is using GPT instantly. So you don't have to sign in to start using ChatGPT. So I think this is great. It'll allow you to, instead of having to create an account or sign in with your Google account, you can just go to ChatGPT and you see there it's 3.5. You can start using it. And I think this eliminates some of the friction that you may have with accessing the site. And what I mean by that, instead of having to sign in with your with one of your other accounts or to have to create an account with OpenAI, you can just go right ahead and just use 3.5. So I think that is really a great feature and gives a lot more direct access. Let's do one more. What did I pull up? I pulled up the Anthropic blog. Here it talks about policy. So I think I mentioned this before about the Accenture and AWS and Anthropic working together. But let's look here. This talks about third party AI policy. So discussing issues, integrity, harmful discrimination, national security, misuse. So they have a post here. I'm not going to click on it, but core views on AI safety. Recommend taking a look at that. And this talks about the third-party testing. So Anthropic is committed to testing and making sure, really, you think about this, improving AI, fine-tuning. And I think this is very good, and it gives us things to think about, particularly with AI and the data and what's going into it. So I think that's very important and something that we should look into and continuously work towards, again, as the technology becomes more and more widely adopted. I think I went to, this was the first time I went here to the Meta AI blog. So they have a blog as well. And this is some of the latest news. And they also talk about trust and safety in the world of generative AI. Here's something. This was in 2023, the AI Alliance. This is interesting. IBM and Meta launched the AI Alliance. So they've got 50 founding members. You know, it's Boston University, University of Illinois. Wow, okay. Group of to support open innovation and open science in AI. So this is more of the open source side of things where Meta is resting. So if you think about it, there's two sides. There's this open source. We have open access to the model. Then there's the closed side, which is the open AI. So it's their model is behind a paywall. It's behind a paywall. So you'll have to pay to use it. So I think that is something that is interesting. The other interesting thing is this. I'm looking at this, and I think I'll talk about this as well. I'll talk about this. I'm looking for this paper. There's this hard takeoff and soft takeoff with AI. I think I'll talk about that in another video, but because we're over time, but I really appreciate this. Love to get your thoughts specifically on that question that was asked in the beginning. Appreciate you. Make sure to like and subscribe and comment. Let me know what you think about the video.
Veins. I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, 'cause I came to the game.